to the king of games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Tryna say it with your chest, but bitch, you got titties. Got your girlfriend face down, ass up. See the diamonds, it's a problem, got bad luck. Call a nigga late night, saying bad stuff. I hit it from the back, bro, till I back it up. I get money and bitches, shot fat easy. Broke bitches act up, I turn Chris Breezy. It's like, yo, swerve, you do not please me. You niggas hella weak, yeah, I know you see me. Yeah, I
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show at TariqRadio.com. For those who don't know, that's where the new shows are being posted. A lot of people are still going to the Mac Lessons radio site. All the new shows are going to TariqRadio.com, so be sure to spread the word. Let everybody know to go to www.TariqRadio.com to get all the new podcasts, to get all the new radio shows. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's Thanksgiving. It's going to be Thanksgiving tomorrow, Thanksgiving weekend, so I hope everybody's getting their food and everything prepared. Everybody's chopping up game and kicking it with your family. We're going to have a good show today, as usual. The phone number is 818-850-5404. I want you guys to call up, and we're going to chop up some real good game after these messages, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Tariq Elite Radio. KSultra.com t-shirts. This month's shirt is dedicated to those seeking power. In the book 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, the author advises seekers of power how to look in both directions at once, like the Roman god Janus, depicted with two faces, one looking to the past, one looking to the future. This month's t-shirt comes with a booklet describing the design, and it also comes with free stickers. Sign up for the t-shirt subscription right now. Mac Lessons Radio listeners, use the coupon code KFLEX and get 50% off of everything on your first month. Go to KSultra.com. EbonyCohesion.com. That's the website for black businesses to get set up online and for black people to network with one another. It's meant to create an online market for black businesses and to promote their products and services. Go to www.EbonyCohesion.com. Are you looking for a discount at a certain store but you can't seem to find the right prices you want? Are you looking for a gift for a special someone but you don't want to break the bank? If so, go to premiumitemsforcheap.com for all your needs. Whether it's headphones, televisions, or video games, go to premiumitemsforcheap.com. Make sure you type in the coupon code 10% to get 10% off on all items over $50. That's premiumitemsforcheap.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Tariq Elite Radio, and I'm your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, in the house, broadcasting live from Los Angeles. Shout out to everybody out there. Y'all don't forget to follow me on Instagram, at Tariq Elite. Stop what you're doing right now and follow me on Instagram, and follow me on Twitter, at Tariq Nasheed, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys go to TariqElite.com to get those leather jackets for the winter, those leather varsity jackets and the t-shirts and the aviator glasses, all that good stuff. Get fresh to death for the winter holidays, family. So we're going to chop up some game today. I want to talk about this whole knockout game phenomenon that we've been seeing in the media. I did a whole video about that when I did my live Ustream show Sunday. And I put part of it on YouTube so you guys can check that out. And I'm going to get on that in a moment. I'm going to take some calls about that shortly, as a matter of fact. Some other things I wanted to talk about in the news and in the media and in social networking world. Have you guys seen these videos of Kanye West doing interviews? Kanye West is going promoting, I think he's promoting an album tour. I'm not sure exactly what he's promoting, but he's been hitting the rounds. He's been doing some interviews. He did an interview at Power 105 in New York. Shout out to my sister Angela Yee and her whole crew. She did an interview with them, and Kanye did an interview with them, and he did an interview with brother Sway. Shout out to Sway. I've been on Sway's show. He did an interview with Sway from Sway in the Morning on Shade 45 on Sirius Satellite. And Kanye kind of spazzed out a little bit. Kanye spazzed out when he was being interviewed by Sway. And Kanye has this thing where he gets off into these rants and people don't know what he's talking about. And he's doing a lot of complaining about how the fashion world won't let him in. That's his whole thing. He's whining and bitching about the fashion world and how they've circled their wagons around him and they won't let him in. And I'm Kanye West and they're not taking my calls and they're telling me this. And Sway said some real shit to him. Like, hey, man, why don't you, you know, you, if you Kanye West and you got paper, just do it on your own. Don't worry about them. And he started spazzing out on Sway. You ain't got the answer, Sway. You ain't got the answer, Sway. I mean, it's real crackish, man. It was on some real crackhead type shit. Not saying that the dude is on that narcotic, but the dude really spazzed out, and my man Sway G checked him, as he should have. So Kanye is going around doing these crazy rants about the fashion world, and he's trying to semi-rally support and call them out for being slave owners and all that. But the thing with Kanye, nobody's kind of buying his rant because it's all about him. Somebody was saying that, they hit me up saying Kanye West is talking about economics and all that. No, he's not. Kanye's one of these dudes, and we have a lot of dudes like that. And I'm not trying to shit on my brother, man. I don't know what my brother's going through. I don't know what's happening with Kanye. But the thing is, don't try to run game on folks. Kanye, and a few people said this, Kanye needs some real G's around him. That's the problem. Kanye is into this thing. I guess he's around some of these fake Hollywood motherfuckers, and they're not really lacing him. People are kind of enabling him to be on that bullshit. But he needs somebody on some G shit to really keep him grounded, because he's on some other shit where, you know, people will ride your dick even if you're saying some off-the-wall bullshit just to be riding your wave of success. So nobody's really lacing this dude with some shit he needs to hear. So he's out there on that other shit not understanding the game. And I know exactly what's going on with Kanye. The thing is, with Kanye, he's doing all these rantings and ravings about how the fashion industry is shutting him out because he doesn't understand racism, white supremacy. That's the problem with Kanye. He's like, I'm Kanye. They supposed to take my calls. What's up, man? Dude, you don't understand the game. Certain groups of people, man, they have an old boys club where they are all about maintaining power. And about how much money you got. See, you think because you got money, you're the one dude with money, you can kind of buy your way into these circles and rant and rave and use your hip-hop status to kind of get into some of these old boy circles. It don't work like that. They don't give a fuck about you if you ain't one of them. Yeah, if you ain't part of the good old boys club. See, the name of the game, man, is about connections. I did a lecture about this. Check out my lecture I did in Atlanta, the Game for Women lecture. You guys can get that at maclessons.com. Go to the pay-per-view section. And I did a whole lecture about having connections. And that's the thing. A lot of black folks got to understand having connections. And people utilize their connections to shut you out. Now, Kanye is one of the few successful rappers out there. But the thing is, a lot of these cats don't really have connections with other people who are like them. You dig, a lot of times when one black person gets shit popping, they're out there on their own. So in a sense, they're vulnerable still. Just because you have money, if you're out there by yourself or there's too few of you to really have a network that's strong enough to defend itself, you're going to be weak and vulnerable. And Kanye is feeling that. That's why it's important for you to get your own thing popping, to get your own production thing popping where you don't have to depend on other folks. That's the name of the game. See, Kanye is ranting and raving because he wants to be up under some of these cats within the dominant society, and they're not letting him in. They're like, fuck you, your money, your status, we still don't give a fuck about you. And that's bothering the dude because he doesn't really understand the game. That's what that shit is all about. So he goes about talking about corporate devils and slaves and all that, but then if you are begging them to accept you, you're not believing your own rhetoric, dude. You got to be on some independent, I own my own shit rant. That's what you got to be on. Don't beg these people to let you in their circles, dude. You're not fooling nobody. You're trying to get people to support you, and you just sound like a crazy nigga ranting. So get some real G's around you, my dude. That's what my dude Kanye needs. He needs some real cats around him to bring him down a taste and really lace him with what's going on so he can understand racism. It's some real heavy shit. Let's see. Let's get a couple of calls real quick before I get into this whole knockout game thing. What's up? Who's calling, family?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Marcus from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, why are you whispering, man, like you in a goddamn bubble bath or something? Why are you talking like that?
It's just getting late. I just got in. But I want to talk about this knockout game, man.
Okay, I want you to talk about the knockout game, but, man, you sound real fucking sultry right now, and you got me nervous, man. Talk regular. I don't give a damn how late it is, man. Wake up and talk. You calling like you calling the chick for some ass. Call and talk normal. You calling the Tariq Elite Show. Talk like a real player. Now, what's your name, man?
Hi.
What's your name?
Marcus.
There you go. Talk like a regular dude. Nigga, sound like you rubbing some Vaseline on your navel. Man, you got me feeling funny style.
I'm watching the game. I've been trying to call in a minute now. And
there you go.
I couldn't get through.
You through now. So what's up? What's on your mind, Marcus?
Yeah, about this whole knockout game. Like, I was... All day I was talking about this, about if you notice the coverage, they playing the same two videos over and over, the one from 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
And the one from a year ago.
Absolutely.
And these are videos that I found out from a YouTube page by a lady that goes Florida Cracker, and she spent her whole YouTube page, like, everything reporting white on black
line. Yeah, a lot of them do that. But I'll get on that in a minute, man. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry, family. I got to rush some of these calls through. Sometimes when people get on the air, they get nervous, and I understand that. Cats start filibustering. It takes them a minute to get shit out. I understand that. And when I hang up, I ain't trying to shit on you. I'm just trying to keep things moving. And plus, this nigga sound like he's in a damn thong or something because he's kind of sounding sultry. And y'all, when you call up, family, you got to just say what's on your mind. Don't be nervous. I'm not going to get at you like that. It's all love. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? Tariq, what's going on, bro? This is Eric from New York.
There
man.
You go, Eric.
To touch on the knockout game.
There you go. Now, y'all see how Eric is calling up. The brother sounds cool. He's alert. He don't sound like he's laying on his stomach. He sounds normal. He has an agenda. He's ready to talk. So what's on your mind, Eric?
Oh, first and foremost, we have to be clear about something. A lot of the films that they're showing, the commercials rather, that they're showing are old.
Yes.
These are old crimes, and they all perpetuate it. Also, people are getting paid for this. As you see, people are writing books based upon this.
Yes, indeed.
Also, this is a complete lie to the prison industrial complex.
Absolutely.
Now you have 14-year-olds between 14 that are doing 25 years. In New York State, you're qualified as 16 as an adult. How do I know this? I'm a New York City police officer.
Oh, wow.
So this is a straight line to the prison industrial complex. We have to be very clear on this now. Kids been knocking out each other for a long time. I'm not condoning any violence whatsoever.
Absolutely.
But we have to be able to look behind the velvet rope.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the times that we get emotionally charged, we're not using scholarship, we're not thinking clearly, we're not using critical analysis, and then we get caught up in, well, you know, they have to do something. Yes, they do. By all means, but we have to know the people that are actually pushing the agenda.
Absolutely.
And no one, and it's not total media, it's actually coming just from that Fox 5, what's this guy's name?
The Bill O'Reilly, the Sean Hannity, the liberal dudes, a lot. I know exactly who you're talking about, man, but that's absolutely true.
Rush Limbaugh's, and they're going to keep disseminating this information. And for us, we have to be able to dig behind us and know exactly why they're doing this.
Absolutely.
It's just another tunnel to the prison industrial complex. And anybody who do not know, you should read Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow, and it eloquently explains that.
Absolutely.
And lastly, we want to make this one point. Once again, Tariq, we want to thank you, brother, for putting out these hidden color movies.
Yes, sir.
They are informative. I actually showed this to my baby brother who's 15 years old. We support you, brother. We want to keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep on keeping on.
Much respect. Thank you, brother Eric. Yes, indeed. That's Eric. Now, Eric, that was a good call, man. Real good call. And the thing is, for those who don't know, for the last week, the mainstream media, they've been reporting on something called the knockout game. And the way they have been reporting it is that there are black people all around the country going around punching unsuspecting whites. And they keep showing these videos of random black kids knocking out white folks. And they're going around saying that right now there's an epidemic and a pandemic of black people, black youths, knocking out whites all around the country. But the problem is, and I explained this on Ustream Sunday, and I posted the video up. And what's funny, family, right after I did the video Sunday on Ustream, the very next day, a lot of news outlets all around the country started saying, well, the knockout game might be a myth. Right after I said it, and I'm not trying to take all the credit, but they've been listening. They have been listening, because Sunday night I start talking about how the knockout game is a myth, and I meticulously broke down all of these videos that they've been showing on the news. I broke all the shit down, showed all the holes in them. I just broke them all down, and you guys need to go to YouTube and type in the knockout game is a myth, and you'll see my video on YouTube. So do that right now. The knockout game is a myth, and you can see I play the videos, I stop them, I come in and out of the videos explaining how certain parts are bullshit, how certain videos are 2 and 3 years old that they're showing. They're showing videos from other countries that has nothing to do with teenagers in America, showing videos of mentally ill dudes in London knocking out people. So they're using very deceptive practices talking about this nationwide knockout game. And the liberal, not the liberal, but the conservative media, they're really jumping on it. The liberal media too, by the way, because all of that shit is the same. Don't get it twisted. But the conservative media, they're really running with it because that's their crowd. They pander to the anti-black rhetoric crowd. And the thing is, a lot of news organizations, they're coming out after I did the whole breakdown saying, like I said, that this may be a myth, that there are no really substantiated stories about an actual knockout game. Because what they're doing is basically showing black people assaulting folks that's unrelated and unconnected. They're showing these unrelated, unconnected assault videos. And they really have nothing to do with the knockout game. Because no black group or organization of black people have gotten together and said, hey, on November 15th, we're just going to start playing a knockout game nationwide. That's how they're making it seem. Like, black people all around the country made a decision right in the middle of November to start knocking out random white people. And that's a lie. That is a complete lie. Now, there's some dumb Negroes out here who will say, well, the knockout game, it exists. It exists when I grew up in Harlem and when I was in the 1990s. Nobody's saying that people didn't play a game among random isolated groups. Of course, that happens. Of course, there's assault. That's not the argument, fool. That's not the argument, dumbass. And only dumbass Negroes believe that. Now, people in the dominant society, they'll play dumb. They don't believe none of this shit, but they go along with it. They pretend to believe it. I'll go on that in a minute. But there's a couple of silly Negroes who are going along with this. Yeah, they used to play the knockout game in my hood. It ain't the same thing. Nobody's playing a nationwide knockout game right now. That is a lie. And that's what the media is saying right now, especially the right-wing media. There is no national knockout game. If there was, why? Answer that question. Why would black people all of a sudden, 2013, in the middle of November, say, hey, let's all start knocking out white folks? What group of people decided to do that? That's not happening. And if that's happening, why are you showing old videos from 2 and 3 years ago, and you're showing videos from other countries, making it seem like it's something that's going on here? And like I said on Sunday, I broke the videos down showing that most of the people in the cases who are in these videos, they're not saying that they're part of a knockout game. But again, I go deep into that on the video. But my point is this. Black folks really do not understand propaganda, and politics and propaganda goes hand in hand. Politics and propaganda goes hand in hand. People in the dominant society, they understand that. Black folks do not understand that. Black folks do not understand how propaganda and politics go right hand in hand. And since black people are the weakest people in this country economically, you're the ones who are going to get chosen to be thrown under the bus. Why? Because they know you ain't going to do shit about it. See, the thing is, like I said, a lot of these organizations, they're kind of covering their tracks now, but a bell cannot be unrung. The damage is done now. So now the term knockout game, that's already out there in the universe. That's already out there in the lexicon of the society. So it's already out there. So you can't take that back right now. So people are running with that, and they're going to politicize that knockout game bullshit. That's what black folks don't understand. The people in the dominant society, they understand it perfectly. That's why they're pretending to go along with that, because they're not dumb. They know that that shit, that coverage in this footage is fake. They know that these are just basic, random, isolated assaults that has nothing to do with no nationwide knockout game. They know that, but they pretend to not know it so they can get their agenda satisfied, too. Let me take a couple of calls. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Chuck? This is Bruce Brown from Houston.
What's up, Bruce Brown? How are you, brother?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. I can't complain. One, just want to give you a shout-out, and then two, very quickly,
yes,
I just want to say the whole knockout game coverage, man, it's a bunch of bullshit. But I think that it's something that with the dominant society, or at least with, like, mainstream media, it's something to really, like, kind of, like, marginalize black folks. There was an article the other day I saw about how in 2025 there's supposed to be, like, a number of more biracial people, like,
right.
the you know, lighter tone, fair skinned people. Everybody's supposed to look like that.
Absolutely.
And so recently that has been, like, one of them things that a lot of people have been talking about also.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, real talk. Thanks for the call, brother. But yeah, man, another thing, man, because of this footage that's going around, a lot of people from the right and a lot of people in social network. And if you look at the knockout game, wherever it's posted on the internet, or, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, there are always a bunch of racist comments against black folks under it. Oh, that's why we hate niggas. That's why niggas are so despised. We can't stand the niggas, niggas, niggas. Oh, it's just a nigga fest. And then they say stuff like, well, how come black people are not denouncing this? Where is Al Sharpton? How come the black people are not denouncing this behavior? Now, we have to denounce some make-believe fake game that's not even being played. We just have a bunch of random assaults, and there's assaults in every community. But to cherry-pick a bunch of black people assaulting white folks, and basically they're showing the same 3 and 4 videos, by the way. To keep showing the same videos and to make black people have to apologize for it and denounce it, we should do the same thing to everybody else in the dominant society, because nobody's doing that when we have all these black children getting shot by folks in the dominant society. We don't put the fire under their asses. See, we need to be in a position where we can put the fire under their asses and make them own up to shit and make them apologize, because they won't even say it's wrong, by the way. As a matter of fact, when our children get shot by those in the dominant society, we're told that they somehow deserved it. So this is why black folks got to stop allowing themselves to be in a weak position. We got to get our group economic game on so you can step your paper up. And when you have an economic base, that provides strength, because now you can control politics a little bit better. We talked about that in Hidden Colors too. Being broke and being economically depressed, you're very vulnerable. This is why it's important that we have to circulate our paper among each other so we can get an economic base. Because it all boils down to not having paper, and the weakest group, they're going to be thrown under the bus. And when I say weak, you weak economically. And when you weak economically, everything else is going to be weak. And they can put out propaganda like this against you. And the thing is, black folks don't understand politics, and we don't understand propaganda. And we'll walk right into giving people ammo against us. You know, on Twitter, there's a term called Sharkeesha that's trending today. Sharkeesha. And that's the name of a hood rat. There was a video that came out yesterday of this hood rat named Sharkeesha. She was beating up some other girl, just beating the brakes off of her. And it started trending. She was beating the girl so bad, somebody had to stop. And she's trending because she was beating the girl real bad, and plus her name is Sharkeisha. When you got a name like Sharkeisha, you're destined to be a goddamn hood rat, unfortunately. But again, a lot of black folks are trending this girl's name, and a lot of white people are too, and other people in the dominant society, and black people are kind of laughing and joking about it. But what black folks don't understand is this Sharkeisha shit and videos of us fighting each other, that will be used as ammo for people who have racist agendas. That's always used as ammo against us later on down the line. So black folks got to stop giving people enough rope to hang us. I'll be the first to talk about accountability in the black community. I'm always talking about that. But I still keep my eyes on people within the dominant society who has an agenda of their own, and they will cherry pick certain things to use against all black folks. See, the thing is, man, the Trayvon Martin thing, that was a test. That was a test. And when they saw they can get away with that, killing an unarmed kid and then blaming him for his own death, making it seem like he deserved it, and then black folks kind of got perturbed about it, but then in the end of the day, it was just back business as usual. They said, okay, we're ready. These niggas are ready. It's time to go into overdrive. And after the whole Trayvon Martin thing, there has been a real major anti-black backlash. There has been an anti-black backlash, and it's going to get worse. And with this coverage, this knockout game, this African-American people around the country are playing the knockout game, that's very dangerous. And they're doing it because they know that black folks are on that weak shit right now. When people see that you're weak, they go in on you. People think in the black community that people are going to take pity on our weak status in this country, and that doesn't work like that. It don't work that way. They take advantage when you're weak. They don't take pity, they take advantage. And again, this propaganda about black folks, a lot of black folks will think that they can coon their way out of it. Because a lot of times when black folks start cooning, that's you waving the white flag, surrendering. And you have a lot of black people who will, and I've seen this on Twitter, a couple of black folks got mad at me for exposing the bullshit in the media videos. And a couple of black folks on Twitter was like, oh, Tariq, you know this shit go on with us and niggas need to stop doing, you know, these are niggas just basically trying to show out for white folks. A lot of black folks think if they throw enough black folks under the bus and talk greasy about other black folks and use stuff like this to talk about how niggas ain't shit. Now, these black folks talking, they think that they're going to gain favor within the dominant society. And the thing is, the dominant society, they're not dumb, first of all. They know what you're doing, and they'll pat you on the head. They'll go along with you, dumbass. Because there was one cat on Twitter, he hit me up, and I saw his pictures. He's like the black guy among all of his friends, and he's talking real greasy to me about how black folks ain't shit and I'm making excuses for black folks. And he's one of them coon niggas who has a bunch of non-black friends, and he's, you know, usually probably the butt of the jokes, and he probably talks bad, worse about black folks than the people he hangs around. But dudes like that, they throw other black folks under the bus around people in the dominant society, and people in the dominant society will pat them on the head. They will give them praises and accolades, but people in the dominant society will look at them like, nigga, we can't wait to throw your black ass under the bus too. And they always do. That's why I did a show about friends and allies. People in the dominant society know how to use blacks as allies, because they know that blacks have this thing about wanting to be accepted. So they'll pat black folks on the head, put their arm around them, give them a beer and all that old shit, and act like they're buddies with you. But at the end of the day, when they're done with you, they're kicking your dumb ass to the curb. Just like that Charles Ramsey guy. Y'all remember the Charles Ramsey guy who saved, quote unquote, the little white girls and out there in Ohio, and people in the dominant society were bigging him up, acting like he was a hero and all that. Well, when they got tired of his ass, which was basically in about a couple of weeks, they got tired of making fun of him, and they kicked his ass back to the curb, and he's back dusty. I think he's homeless, looking like he's on the pipe again. So they've gotten their jollies off making fun of you, acting like they're buddying up with you. And then when they're done with that, when they're done with entertaining themselves with you, they kick you back to the curb. And black folks keep allowing themselves to be used as pawns. I did a whole show about that, by the way, too. All of these shows that I've been doing in the past couple of weeks, they all add up. They're done for a rhyme and a reason. But the point is this, man, there's always been various versions of a threat of random black violence. That goes back to the 1800s. They've always had this black menace propaganda ever since they've been coming out with media over here. Back in the early 1900s, they had the blue gum nigger disease. They had the cocaine crazed Negro phenomenon. They had the raping black brute phenomenon. They've always had this to scare the dominant society to go against the black community and to also rally political support. Because whenever they were running for office, they would always use this anti-black agenda to run on, because they know that race is a very deep topic in this country and it can rally people around a cause. Now, in modern times, they have to be careful about how they do it. And they see how weak we're acting right now and how many scared black folks are out here. Now they're getting back on their Jim Crow shit. So this is the same soup, it's just reheated. And the thing is, understand the agenda. The brother who called up made a very good point. The main thing is they're going to use this to lock brothers up in droves. Not just brothers, sisters too. They're going to get sisters too. They're going to get the little Sharquishas and the Sharkishas too. They're going to get the sisters too. Don't get it twisted. But this is a way to justify locking brothers up. Understand this. The prison system, and again, the media, all that shit goes hand in hand. There are a lot of media outlets who have stock invested in these prisons. So they work together. Politics, media, the prison system, all of that shit goes hand in hand. So the people who control the strings, they're holding all three of those strings. And the thing is, you have a lot of prisons that's being built. You notice there's a lot of schools being shut down. Right after schools are being shut down, prisons are being built up. Right after the prisons are being built up, now you have this anti-black propaganda. See how this thing works? If you think this is a coincidence, you're sick. If you think that all of this is a coincidence, you are silly. All of this goes hand in hand. And by the way, the media knows that all of that footage, all of these people who are backtracking, they know that the footage that's circulating is false propaganda. They know that this footage is from other countries and from 3 and 4 years ago. They know this. So they start backtracking and retracting their statements. They know that a bell cannot be unrung. They know the damage is done now. The damage is already done. So the thing is, black folks just need to understand the game. But like I said, what they're going to do, they're going to use this footage and this whole knockout game myth, because what they do, they give anti-black rhetoric, they have to give it a name, and they have to give it a catchy name so they can run on it politically. Just like they did with the wilding phenomenon back in the 90s and 80s in New York. In New York, they kept going around saying that black men are wilding. There's a new phenomenon called wilding, and they do all this right before an election year. They say that black men are wilding out, and then a white woman in Central Park got raped. She got raped by one Puerto Rican dude, but they convicted 5 unrelated black teenagers for that rape. They sent all 5 of them to jail for a rape that they didn't do. And they sent them to jail for like 5-10 years, and they finally got out. And I think they're trying to get a payout from the city. But that just goes to show how this propaganda works, because in the prison game, you want to get as many as you can in one swoop. That's the new game now. You want to get that all-in thing popping where you, not just one, you want to be able to get black folks in groups. That's how weak we are in the game and how we don't understand. See, ignorance is not an excuse to be in this game. See, when you go to court, they say ignorance is no excuse for the law. We don't care if you didn't know, you're still going to pay a fine. And that's what happens with a lot of folks. You think just because you're ignorant, they're going to let up on you. So you better learn the game and stop fucking around out here and understand that people in the dominant society, they're circling their wagons and they have an agenda against you. Because this whole knockout game, again, they're going to politicize that. They're going to keep saying the knockout game, That's a major crime, just like they did with the wilding, so they can get groups of black folks. So now, and I explained this in the video Sunday, if you go to court, two things. Now they don't have to establish motive, because now they just say you're playing a game. He was trying to knock people out. That's his motive. They don't have to establish a real motive or intent, because that's a difficult thing to do in court, establishing motive and intent for a crime. If they just say you're playing a knockout game, hell, bam, mandatory sentence, because they're trying to make it a federal offense to do this knockout game. They're trying to give cats mandatory 25 years for the knockout game. You see how this shit works? When they start racializing crimes, you got to be very weary. And not only will that be an easy way to sentence dudes, they can sentence a group of dudes. So if they say he was playing the knockout game and he was playing it with five other dudes, we're going to send all five of them to jail. So now if you hanging with somebody and he happens to get in a fight with some white guy or whatever, and he hits them or bumps them or whatever, they can get him and all of you, his friends, for simply being around that guy. So trust me, this is how the way they manipulate the law, and they'll get away with it because it seems justified if they keep putting out this Negro menace nonsense. So we have to really understand the game out here. But in these prisons, man, they have to guarantee occupancy. And the thing is, black crime has been down. Crime in black areas has actually been down. And when crimes go down, they have to create crimes. That's why they're creating this new make-believe crime to get black people for random things. So everything now is going to fall under the knockout game. Who determines what exactly the knockout game is now? If you bump into somebody, is that the knockout game? If you push somebody, is that the knockout game? If you argue with somebody, are you playing the knockout game? So now they can arbitrarily determine what is and what is not the knockout game and sentence you under these new federal laws that they're trying to create. Understand what I'm telling you here. Understand how these laws work. And another thing, what they do, man, when they create these random out the blue laws specifically targeted to black folks, what they do, and this is why I got on a lot of people for that whole street harassment thing, because that's another thing. That whole street harassment thing is another way to criminalize black men and women. Because I say black men and women because they're going to get black men, then they'll get black women with these same laws. I don't know why a lot of black women think that they're going to get a pass, because a lot of black women, I won't say a lot, but a lot of black feminists were co-signing that whole street harassment thing, not knowing that they're using that to criminalize all black folks. This is why we got to be politically aware, and we got to be socially aware, and we got to understand propaganda and when we're being used. But the thing is, when they criminalize you and get you on one of these bullshit new laws that they created, like the knockout law or the street harassment law, if they get like a teenager and get him in the jail system and say, hey, we're arresting you because you look like you were playing the knockout game. Now, the thing is, that might not even fly in court if he does go to court. But what they do to a lot of black teenagers, they get you in that interrogation room and they start scaring you. That's what they did to those brothers, the Central Park Five, during the Wilding case back in the 90s. They get you in that interrogation room on some flimsy charge. And you're a teenager, you by yourself. They ain't really supposed to talk to you without a lawyer, but they scare a confession out of you. You know how they scare confessions out of dudes? They get you in that room on some bullshit charge and say, hey, look, Tyrell, man, we got you, man. You look like you're about to play the knockout game, man. We're gonna charge you. And Tyrell is like, hey, I don't know nothing about no knockout game. I wasn't about to do nothing. Look, Tyrell, ain't no jury gonna believe that, man. You looking at 25 to 30 years, Tyrell. But I wasn't playing no knockout game. But hey, man, ain't no jury gonna believe that. But look, just go ahead and say you did it, man. Confess to it right now. We'll get you up out of here. Just say you did it, confess to it. The jury will see that you have remorse, and that'll go a long way, buddy. So just confess to it now. So a lot of cats who are scared, cops telling you you're going to do 20, 30 years, you're like, okay, fuck it, I did it. So now either they get you locked down based on your confession, or even if they do give you a light sentence, your name is in the system now. Now you got a record and you confess to some shit you didn't do. So you got to understand why, when these laws are being thrown out, even if they're weak laws, if they get you on these weak laws, that's a way to get you in the system if these laws have racial undertones to them. Like street harassment, that has a racial over and undertone. The knockout game is clearly racial. So you got to be very careful on that. And this is the game they're playing with our kids out here. They're getting them in these interrogation rooms, forcing them to confess, telling them they're going to get 1,000,000 years. Then they get scared. You know, and what I'm saying, this happened to a brother in New York not too long ago. He just got out of jail. There was a 16-year-old dude coming home from a party in New York. He was walking home, and then somebody pointed him out and said, hey, that guy robbed me, just randomly. And they put the young man in jail. And the dude did 3 years on Rikers Island for a crime he didn't do. They just eventually let him go. They're like, okay, you can go. And I think he's trying to sue the city now, and I think he has a very good case. But what happened was, when he was in jail, they kept trying to get him to plead out. And he never pleaded out. They kept saying, hey, look, if you say, you know, just confess and take this plea deal, we'll give you time served. He's like, fuck that. I'm not doing time served because I didn't rob nobody. And I take my hat off to that brother. And this is what they're doing to cats out here. Dude, I've been in those interrogation rooms. I know you, dude, don't say shit. I know not to say nothing. They ask me, what's my name? I start speaking Spanish. I don't know. Say, habla español? I start singing, wepa, wepa, wepa. I don't know shit. Don't ask me nothing. And that's the thing, man. We got to teach our kids, our young boys and girls, that when we're dealing with this system, we got to teach them the game. Because there's a war against our kids out here. We got to stop fucking around with that. And these buck dancing niggas out here, they're not no better. Co-signing this fuckery that's coming from the dominant society, getting mad at me for calling it out. The dominant society ain't giving you no pass. You think they're giving you a pass because they're patting you on the head? It don't work like that, family. And these kids out here, and these young folks out here, they need us to ride out for them. I ain't talking about the knucklehead. Even with some of the knuckleheads. Some of the knuckleheads need to be smacked around. You dig? But a lot of these innocent kids out here, that's who I'm talking about, because those are the ones who are going to be targeted. Because people in the dominant society, they don't differentiate between the good black folks and the bad black folks. Unfortunately, they throw all of us under the bus. We got to be real about that. They throw all of us out of, under the bus. So some real deep game that's playing out here, man. But trust and believe, there is no nationwide, national knockout game that all black people are somehow compliant with. You know why? One thing is, black folks love white people too much. Let's be very clear. Black people love white folks. Black people ain't about to go around hitting no white folks. You know how many Olivia Pope wannabes and how many Kardashian fantasizing niggas we have out here? Black men and women. Black men and women love white folks. Y'all ain't about to hit no white folks. You ain't about to hit that, bite the hand that feeds you. You know how dependent black people are on white folks? That's the last person black folks are going to hit randomly. Black people are totally dependent on white folks. Let's be real. You need to stop being totally dependent on people in the dominant society, but we just got to be realistic here. And again, like I said, there's cats in the dominant society who know that this is a crock of bullshit, but they're making a buck off of it. There's this one dude that I've been kind of going back and forth with on Twitter, Colin something. He has a book called White Girl Bleed a Lot, and he's been writing this anti-black rhetoric for years about how black mobs are going around the country attacking white folks. So now he's shining right now. He's running with this coverage and this footage and peddling his book. Because again, these cats know that anti-black rhetoric, it sells. And I've challenged this guy to a debate, by the way. I will debate him and debunk his shit six ways to Sunday. And he knows that. But the thing is, man, go look at the video that I did on YouTube. I really break that down. I really, really break that down. And like I said, man, what we're going to have to do is this, because they're going to start trying to create knockout game laws. So what black folks can do proactively is vote down those laws. Because again, nobody in the black community is co-signing anybody getting hit. And that's what they, and this is another thing. they keep saying that black folks are not saying anything, black folks are not doing anything. The problem is, and this is why you know this is fake propaganda bullshit, Al Sharpton, he spoke out, other black leaders and black community activists, they've spoken out against this. There are thousands of black people, even on social networking, who are speaking out against the knockout game. The majority of black folks are not for this nonsense. Have you noticed on the news, they never show black people talking against the knockout game? This is why you know it's propaganda. That's one reason why you know. You notice they never have black people saying, hey, we as a black community, we're not condoning this. Why don't you go? They're going around interviewing random white people, and white people are saying, well, I was knocked out last week. I mean, it seems like a lot of white folks are just making it up. They have no proof, no document and evidence, nothing. So now they're interviewing every white person in America who says that they were knocked out by some random black person without any proof or nothing, but they will not interview random black people and get their opinion on this. You notice that? Because I can show you 100 black people right now on camera to say, hey, that's a bullshit game that nobody in my family or me, I'm not condoning that. But you notice on the news, they do not show black people condoning it or condemning it, rather. They don't show black people denouncing that. And there's a reason why, because they're trying to make black people around America seem like they're compliant with this whole bullshit. So black folks, you got to know how to call out the people who are pulling the strings. It's easy to say, well, these dumb little niggas, that's easy for two powerless people to reprimand each other. But that doesn't negate the fact that they're people creating false propaganda. That's who I'm looking at. That's who I'm challenging, because that's where the real problem is. That is the real problem. And like I said, man, people in the dominant society, they know this stuff is fake. A lot of these pro knockout game laws, they know this is fake, but they want to go along with it because a lot of people already have racist views, and this is going to justify the racism that they already have. So they're going along with this whole fake propaganda, even though it's been thoroughly debunked. They're going along with it because they have anti-black views and they want to see black people controlled too. And when I debunk this stuff, I got a whole bunch of negative comments. Fuck that nigga, Tariq. Nigga, this. Tariq, you asshole. People in the dominant society are actually mad that I debunked it. So I'm like, why are you mad that I proved that this game is not really existing? Because they desperately want it to exist so that can justify their hatred. Understand the game that's being played out here. And a lot of these people are saying shit like, well, you look at Twitter and Instagram and all of these people online, if a black person ran up to me and hit me, I'd get my gun and I'll shoot him. And so there's this whole thing where people in the dominant society want to kill black children. That's the real problem that we have. What's with this desire of people in the dominant society wanting to kill black children? That's the real question. And when black kids get shot, people in the dominant society act like they somehow deserved it. And people in the dominant society are using this knockout game to go around saying, well, all these little niggas need to be killed. You understand that? So we got to look at how the game is being played out here. Let's not go for the bullshit, family. This is propaganda. Like I said, the knockout game, of course, there's some idiots who have played this nonsense before. There's people who get assaulted all the time. And I don't want to hear people emailing me, well, I had a cousin who was assaulted. Your cousin was just simply assaulted. He was not part of a national knockout game that all black people are in on. So let's not play goofy. Black folks, cooning ain't gonna get you up out of it. There has not been one black person in history to coon himself to freedom. It's very rare. Even if you coon, you're still under the thumb of racism, white supremacy, and that's still a problem. You're still a victim of that. Don't get it twisted. Hey, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Go to TariqElite.com. Get the clothes, get the jackets, get the gear. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Share Hidden Colors 1 and 2 with your family. That's very important. Put them up on the history game. Share Hidden Colors 1 and 2 with your family. Like I said, family, earlier, vote down any kind of knockout game law that they're going to try to introduce pretty soon, because they're going to try to introduce some laws, and these laws have racial overtones. you're going to have to vote these laws down. At least try to use that power. Because, again, you voting these laws down does not mean that you're condoning people getting knocked out. You're condoning racialized laws. And don't get it twisted. These laws are racialized. Black folks, do not be so weak and naive to people in the dominant society will get you to vote for racialized laws that's going to detriment you in the future. Do not get it twisted. Hey, y'all, that's Tariq Elite. I'm out. I'm going to holla at y'all Sunday on Ustream. Holla.